On Tuesday, Massachusetts entered a new phase of its response to the COVID-19 outbreak, with an order from Governor Charlie Baker to shutter all non-essential businesses. In North Adams, the city of 13,000 continues to develop its own measures to provide vital services, while maintaining the curve-flattening social distancing experts have called for. WAMC spoke with Mayor Tom Bernard.
We are moving to follow the terms of the governor's expanded essential services order, his revised gathering order, and so as of noon today, we've broken out operations into a couple categories. So essential services are what you would imagine those to be: police, fire, public services, including the transfer station, inspection services, and then critically for the schools, continuing to operate our daily meal distribution sites while the schools are closed. We've got some offices kind of in a hybrid state, you know, the city clerk, my office, and the treasurer's office. So essential staff reporting, other staff working remotely, and then we'll be moving to remote operation for other functions, community development, community events, veteran services, assessing. And then we had been closed but staffed in the library and the senior center, and we're moving to a full close of those buildings for the time being.
How is North Adams preparing to support its homeless population during the outbreak?
You know, we're looking at what the other communities are doing. I know that there's a real attention being paid in Pittsfield, particularly, and we're looking at that as well. It's one that is a concern for me. It's a concern for, I know, members of the council and the community. We do have the housing functions through Lewison House, but those are always heavily needed. You know, when we have a situation like we did last week where there was a fire which led to the displacement of people, that's a concern as well. And I don't have an answer for a really good detailed support at this point. But one thing that we do have, and this is not just for the homeless issue, but for others, is through our Northern Berkshire COVID-19 Operations Center. They established a community liaison team who is collecting information about the needs that people have, collecting information about the resources that are available. And one of the things that has been really heartening is that as much as there are needs and we're working to address those, people are stepping forward with offers of assistance, with offers of resources. And some of those we'll need immediately, and some of those we're just adding to the list for the long term as we anticipate the next couple weeks and what it looks like as this continues to move forward.
What other conversations are going on inside the Northern Berkshire COVID-19 Operations Center at this point?
It's everything. It's daily situational awareness of where we are. What does the data tell us? The data coming out of DPH. What they're really doing is serving as the coordinating function for the eight Northern Berkshire communities, collecting information, and then their most vital function is being our link to the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, or MEMA, so that rather than eight communities doing communication, doing need calls up, they are collecting all that information and being the link to MEMA for the eight communities.
As far as getting food out to your senior population, does North Adams have a grab-and-go situation set up in place like Pittsfield for seniors to get meals in a safe manner?
We had been doing it through the senior center. It hadn't been getting a lot of activity. I know, the Meals on Wheels programs and those continue to provide some service. But again, we're really trying to monitor the needs and identify where we have gaps so we can meet those.
Looking into the next week or so, what are your biggest priorities for North Adams' continued adaptation to life in the coronavirus era?
The biggest one is continuing to make sure that those meal sites continue to operate, and that we're doing the essential business of the city, providing, you know, public safety and public services, that we're collecting, doing our collections, but also keeping payroll, keeping our folks paid, so that as they do their work, they have that level of security. And then it's continuing to make sure that we are paying attention in collaboration with the operations center, with our community-based agencies, with individual people in the community, with the needs, with the issues that are arising and emerging as this goes on.
From your vantage point, have folks in North Adams largely been respectful of the call for social distancing and keeping a separation of 6 feet and not traveling in groups?
We're getting there. Let's say that. The big concern, and the one I've been hearing, really has been around our parks and our playgrounds and our younger folks who are out playing basketball and doing those things. So we have put out a notice that the parks and playgrounds are closed until further notice to everything but passive recreation. That particularly includes playground equipment. That stuff is not regularly sanitized, so we want to make sure that kids are staying off of that, and that consistent with what the governor said about activities, these things that bring people into close physical contact like basketball, people are staying away from. I've been around to markets, and I know that they've taken steps to, put a line between customers at checkouts. Some of them have put up their kind of plexiglass between the clerk and the customer. So people are getting there, but I think we are still trying to sound that. To sound that call about how important social distancing is, not just for for yourself, but for other members of our community. There was a letter that the Public Health Association, Mayor Tyer, and I, and the Berkshire Medical Center co-signed, that was in the Eagle today, really just trying to stress the importance of that. The governor's messages, Governor Baker's messages in Massachusetts, have been incredibly strong on that. And I know Governor Cuomo in New York has been a strong voice. But it's also hard when we're getting inconsistent messages, at the state and local level between what we're hearing nationally and this idea that, well, maybe this social distancing conversation is overblown. It absolutely isn't. And we have to be very serious about why social distancing is vitally important right now.